From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The very last Senate seat of the midterm elections will be decided on Tuesday in a special election in Mississippi. Cindy Hyde-Smith, the former state agriculture and commerce commissioner, has held the seat since March after being appointed in the wake of Senator Thad Cochran's retirement. She faces off against Democrat Mike Espy, former President Bill Clinton's Secretary of Agriculture and a former six-year congressman from Mississippi. Hyde-Smith, who is white, has come under fire for expressing her allegiance to a supporter by declaring that she would attend a public hanging at his request. Mississippi, of course, has a sordid history of lynchings. Espy, who is black, has a fighting chance to flip a seat that has been Republican for many decades. Ahead of Tuesday's special election, photos have emerged of Hyde-Smith posing with Confederate artifacts. President Donald Trump has scheduled two rallies in Mississippi to stump for her. We turn now to Carol Blackman. She is the Mississippi Black Voters Matter Fund Coordinator. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's first talk about how these comments made by Cindy Hyde-Smith, first the comment about the public hanging, and then she proudly tweeted photos of herself posting with Confederate artifacts, how they have affected or impacted the race in Mississippi. This is the Deep South, and there has not been a Democrat in the representing Mississippi in the Senate for many decades.
That's right. Not since post-Reconstruction have we had a Black U.S. Senator or African-American U.S. Senator in the state of Mississippi. We are extremely excited about this opportunity. At the same time, it is quite troubling, the comments that have been made by our sitting senator, and even more so than her comments, has the actions that she's taken since that time have been even more troubling.
So how has she responded to these comments? Has she sort of dug her heels in, or has she apologized?
Well, she says she's apologized, but no one quite understands when the apology was. She participated in a debate a week ago and talked about she was sorry for her comments and didn't say what those comments were. No one really knows which comments she's made along her lifespan here that she was referring to. We, from my perspective, feel that she has not apologized. We were out knocking doors and canvassing on yesterday with community people. Met several folk who talked about the impact of her comments to them, how hurtful they were, how back in the past they felt that her thinking has to be.
So this is a sort of interim senator, if you will. She was appointed to replace Thad Cochran's seat. And during, so the Mississippians know several months of how Hyde-Smith has performed as senator. I understand that she has shown a very strong allegiance to Donald Trump, right?
Yes. And I think one of the most troubling things about her campaign has been her commercials, the right off the bat, where she talks about the fact that every time she steps onto the Senate floor, she is doing so thinking about how she can support Donald Trump, the president, on that day. We, her constituents, the residents of Mississippi, actually think that she should be more concerned about how she can support us, how she can support this state, and how she can really do the job that she's been appointed to do for Mississippi in Washington.
Let's talk about Mike Espy. If elected, he could become the first Black senator in decades, in many, many decades in Mississippi. But he's not someone who's perfect either. There's been some controversy around him. I understand that he was accused of accepting gifts, unauthorized gifts, but then acquitted of all charges. But then he was also a consultant for Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo, and might have accepted a very large amount of money for doing work for him. And Gbagbo is, has been condemned as a dictator. What do you make of Mike Espy?
I think Mike Espy would be good for Mississippi, good for our residents here. And I think in this country, we have all been taught all of our lives that you are innocent until proven guilty. Just because you've been accused of a crime does not mean that you're actually guilty of that crime. And in terms of the consulting work that that are being mentioned in many of the Hyde Smith commercials, I think when Espy was made aware of what was going on with this guy, that he promptly left that position. And I think that my grandma always said he with no sin should cast the first stone. So I think none of us are perfect, but I think he would be great for us. I think it would be great for the entire state of Mississippi, not just for African Americans.
Do you think that what is playing out in the special election is symbolic in many ways of a very deep polarization that Trump has exacerbated in this country in a similar way to what we saw playing out in Georgia with the governor's race, and even to an extent Florida with the governor's race, where you have a liberal Black candidate versus a white candidate who is, if not overtly racist, is verging on racism and, of course, lockstep with Trump?
I do. I think what Trump has done is actually taken us back more than 50 years. I think that many of the progressive policies and the progressions that people have made from different races have actually been taken back by his hateful commentary and his position on not only not behaving always in a presidential manner, refusing to submit items such as his on tax returns. And I think that it has emboldened people to go back to a different day. I think it also creates a lot of fear, that there's so much fear mongering in his comments that it helps to make people feel white people feel that that not only are the Black folk out to get everything that they have, but that brown people and immigrants are out to do the same thing, that we would be harmful to them, that we are actually people who are bent on violence. And I think that it's very harmful. And I think that it's not a good place for America to be. I think it also has eroded many of the supports that we have as a country from around the world.
I want to just pick up on what you said about this accusation that Trump and his supporters have talked about left-wing violence. Meanwhile, the Washington Post did an interesting analysis just on Sunday that showed that the single largest source of extremist violence in this country has been white supremacist violence, and that left-wing violence is at a decades-long low right now. But of course, reality is usually not very relevant to Trump and his supporters. Some have also compared what's happening in Mississippi to what took place in Alabama last year in the special election that was seen as a potential forecast for this year's midterm elections. Although in that case, the two candidates were white, but you had Doug Jones versus Roy Moore. Doug Jones was a Democrat who ultimately did prevail. And he prevailed, I understand, primarily because Black voters mobilized to support him. That particular demographic cast their votes for Doug Jones in much higher percentage, 90%+ than white voters. Do you hope that, or foresee, I should say, that Mississippi's special election might go that way?
Well, I do hope that Mississippi's election would go that way. When I think about the dichotomy between what happened in Alabama and what is going on here in Mississippi, I see the Doug Jones, Roy Moore election and what the issues were there. But here in Mississippi, I think that we have much more issues around racism and blatant racism. And not only have we heard about Senator Cindy Hyde Smith speaking about her sitting on the front row if she were invited to a public hanging, but just this Monday, November 26th, we've heard about some other things that are happening here in this state. And we hear the commercials. We know that Donald Trump is here. We know that he'll be on the Gulf Coast. We know that he's in Northeast Mississippi. We know that we can probably expect more vitriol comments from Senator Smith and from President Trump.
Let's talk about the voter education efforts, Carol. This is a special election, so it doesn't have the benefit of having a big voter turnout as a midterm election might, and certainly not as a presidential election might. This happening the weekend after Thanksgiving. Are you worried that turnout is going to be a big issue?
Well, we're not worried that it's going to be a big issue because we feel like the work has been done. We feel like that not only has Black Voters Matter done exceptional work across the state and on the community level, on the ground level with many boots on the ground, but there are other groups as well. There are other organizations and partners who are out there. Black Voters Matter has 28 partners alone that are doing work through their own organizations and their community groups in this state. So we think we've done our homework, and we think that people are paying attention. We think that people are educated, and we think that they will do the right thing.
Is there a racial split among voters? Are you finding that Black voters are much more likely to vote for Mike Espy than they are to vote for Hyde Smith, and white voters for Hyde Smith than Mike Espy? Or is there white support for Espy as well? Because in order for him to win, he would have to get not only almost the entire Black community, but a significant chunk of non-Blacks as well, including whites.
That's absolutely correct. And Espy has a strong white base of support. When I watch his commercials on television, and there are a number of white folk who are speaking up for him, when I think about people, white people in the community who we have opportunities to have conversations with, that he does have a strong base of support. I think some of that support comes from his time in Congress. More of it, I believe, comes from his time as the U.S. Agriculture Secretary. And I think that people are ready for a new day, that they're ready to move forward. And they feel, as I probably would, that Espy is the person who will help bring about that change.
Do you think, Carol, that the election is in a way a test for what Mississippians will tolerate in terms of their representatives speaking in unacceptable ways? I mean, is this going to end up being, because polls show that Cindy Hyde-Smith is still likely to beat Mike Espy in spite of what she has said to you. Is this a test of how much Mississippians will tolerate racism?
No, I don't really think so. I think that people see it as an opportunity. And I think by her racist remarks and her racist comments, that it has actually been a source of mobilization for another group of people.
Now, the Senate breakdown, of course, isn't going to change very much. If Hyde-Smith wins, it means that the Republicans have 53 seats instead of 52. Right now, they have 52 seats. So it's not going to really change the Senate makeup by much. But do you feel like every seat counts, every seat can count? Because we've had some votes over the past couple of years where a single vote, for example, I'm remembering the vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act. You know, it took just a very small numbers of people to decide one way or another. So even though the overall Senate breakdown won't change in terms of who has control, does the seat still really matter?
Yes, of course it does. And I think even though it won't change the control of the Senate, I think it adds an additional voice of balance to what we need, not only in Mississippi, but also in this country.
What are some of the voter education efforts that your organization has embarked on? Tell us a little bit about how Black Voters Matter have been mobilizing people.
Well, we've engaged in a number of different activities. We have provided support to groups that are convening many MINI town hall meetings in their own communities. We provided support to groups that are out in communities going door to door educating people. We provided leaflets that allows the residents of the states to see for themselves what the background and the commitments of the two different candidates are.
And do you also see enough national attention being paid? I mean, the Republicans are pouring money into this election as Trump is in town for two rallies, not one, but two rallies in the state of Mississippi. The Republicans are fighting tooth and nail for this one seat. Are Democrats doing the same?
I think so. I think that we have a strong support from the National Democrats. I think that it appears that there are a number of Democratic staff members who are here in the state. I've seen and heard on the news about a number of African-American congressional leaders who are coming into the state to lend their support to Secretary Espy. So I do think that there is broad support for Secretary Espy. Congressman Benny Thompson, who is our single Democrat in Washington from Mississippi, is lending his support. He has spoken on many occasions for Secretary Espy, and he's also running radio commercials in support of him.
If Hyde-Smith does win, how would Mississippians hold her feet to the fire? You know, Republicans seem to think that these comments that roll off of their tongue are harmless. The kinds of comments she made, I'm thinking of the kinds of comments that Ron DeSantis, who is now the governor-elect of Florida, made, that these comments that just roll off of their tongue are harmless, and that Democrats and liberals and people of color are just ready to jump on them and accuse them of racism at the first instance, and they don't seem to see themselves as behaving in ways that are just intolerable. How would what needs to happen in Mississippi to change the culture and make these sorts of expressions unacceptable?
Well, I think in terms of what will happen or how life goes on with Cindy Hyde-Smith, if Cindy Hyde-Smith were to be elected, the Mississippi senator for the next 2 years. I think that the movement that is the wave and the movement that is going across this state, the mobilization efforts that are being drawn from, I think that would continue through that effort, through that 2 year period, and that the those who are engaged would constantly be in engagement with her office, with her staff, making demands and engaging with them about what the needs of the state are.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Is there a website you can give out, and how can people around the country support the efforts that your organization is doing? Because there are several chapters around the South, and many people have pointed out that your organization, Black Voters Matter, has really made a difference in a different kind of a dynamic in the South.
Well, we are actually working in 7 Southern states. And we are engaging resources in all of those states. We have a website, www.blackvotersmatterfund.com. And we are really just excited to be doing the work that we do with the people who we're able to do it with.
And actually, I do have one more question. Earlier, during this weekend, the New York Times had a bizarre story talking about how Democrats are losing races because they are, you know, not able to pander enough to rural white voters. And we hear that over and over again. We hear that from comments made by the sort of more centrist or establishment or even center-right Democrats about, you know, needing to appeal to rural white voters. But rural white voters are just a small percentage of the American electorate, aren't they?
I think so. I think that they're deep pockets in some areas that have much larger rural white voter bases than others. But I think here in Mississippi that many of our rural white voters are the same folk who are the rural white farmers. And I think that the rural white farmers are in need of support from Congress. I think that they are looking at the impacts of the tariffs on the work that they do and the impact of how that actually affects their economies with their families.
And that New York Times piece that I was mentioning is entitled "Across South, Democrats Who Speak Boldly Risk Alienating Rural White Voters," and it did focus on the Mississippi election. Well, we'll certainly see how the election plays out. Carol, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. My guest is Carol Blackman, Mississippi Black Voters Matter Fund Coordinator. We've been discussing the special election happening Tuesday in Mississippi. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.